Worthiness, by André Pete. May 10, 2012. In some Christian circles, the term worldliness is very well known. What does it mean and what does it not mean? The concept is taken from Romans 12 verse 2, where Paul writes, CLV, and not to be configured to this aeon, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, for you to be testing what is the will of God, good and well-pleasing and perfect. This aeon. The expression, configured to this aeon, in most Bible versions reads, conform to this world. The word world here is literally aeon, gr. This aeon is the world period slash age that is currently ongoing and is in contrast to the aeon to come, EPH.1:21, and to the coming aeons, EPH.2:7, when Christ will reign. In 2 Cor 4, for the diabolos, devil is named the god of this aeon, and this aeon in Galatians 1:4 is called the present evil aeon. It is the aeon in which the lie, falsehood, reigns. Configured. The word configured is literally derived from schema and here indicates, coming into the schemes of this evil aeon, be involved in the confusion of thoughts, motives, opinions, values, cries, attitudes and objectives of this evil aeon. Thinking. In opposition to be not configured to this aeon, Scripture states, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, thinking. This contrast makes it clear that configured to this aeon means to think as one thinks in this aeon. Not do as one does things in this aeon. The configuration is not focused on a certain outward behavior, fashion, hairstyle or other visible feature. These are at best an expression of the thinking, but the configuration lies in the thought itself. Thinking and speaking. When Scripture speaks of the evil in this aeon, it always refers to thinking and speaking. Those two belong together. The barrel produces what is in it. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, Matt 1:2-34. In the first chapters of 1 Corinthians, Paul writes about the wisdom of this aeon, which is foolishness before God. And also about the discusser of this aeon, CP 1 Cor 1:20-6:3-18. The so-called wisdom of this aeon is the treasure of thought that is being presented to us in schools and universities, in religious institutions, in newspapers, books, magazines, television, radio, and on the internet, etc. With that kind of thinking, we are confronted daily and continuously. Unless there is a substantial other input, we cannot escape becoming involved in that kind of thinking. The believer distinguishes himself in his thinking by having it oriented on the will of God. God's will reforms us, that is, we become transformed in our mind, our thinking. Metamorphosis. The word for reformed is in Greek, metamorphosis, which refers to a transformation such as a caterpillar encounters when it becomes a butterfly. This particular word is also used in 2 Cor 3:18. There, Paul shows how this metamorphosis affects us. Now we all, with uncovered face, mirroring the Lord's glory, are being transformed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as from the Lord, the Spirit. When we examine the context in which this verse appears, it shows that Paul was writing about the reading of the books of Moses. For the religious reader, these books are line upon line and law upon law, hence, a ministry of death and a ministry of condemnation, 3:7-9. But when the covering, at the reading, is removed, we discover Christ and He makes us shine, according to Paul, 3:15-16. We are then being transformed into the same image, from glory to glory, by the Lord who is Spirit. He does this and we encounter it. What God wants is that we focus on Him so that we as a reflector, will reflect His glory. Line of Symbols. Translation, Peter Fedima. Copyright André Pyatt, www.goldberry.nl. Return to main index page.